At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Welcome. What is another episode of Unscripted, Yo, we reach. Episode 11 depends on how you count it. I'm starting to get questions now. People are going to ask questions. I'm going to say, yo, how come when I say episode 1, episode 2? Yo. Those, remember in the day when you grew up and you played marble, you used to call trials?
Yes, man.
Those were trials. Mm-hmm. But when I discard them just the same, is what I said?
Some people call it tush.
Or that. We can't say tush. You know what I mean? So, then did I write?
We know exactly when you did, man. And why is you reach when you say tush?
Yeah, man. Tush.
Tush. You want to know tush?
To Chompeng.
Yeah. I'm not Kushum anyway. Back. That's the free of this, sir.
One Otis.
The great Otis Hamilton.
One back.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis?
Yeah.
All day, every day.
AKA Otis Baller.
What's nowadays?
AKA never called like that.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Outside.
What about the people have to expect?
Yeah, man.
Happiness, you know, and information. Yeah,
the girl them fierce.
Some things them not going to like here, but you know, we see it. We just give it to them. We reach our age. We reach our age and stage where we not too, you know, yeah. Worried yeah. Again.
Them same face insured, you know.
Everything.
Hey, you know who this?
Man, them say, what is face?
You know who this?
Insured.
You know who that?
Well, I know what that means.
I know what I'm telling you. I have something drop. Man, coffee, you're not going to like it, you know. But.
Get out, man.
Show me later. Anyway, let's go continue.
Oh, you get a burial plan for him, yes.
What? But hey. We're glad we're there. We're glad we're there.
For the real stress, Rodney Campbell is to my right.
That's about it. Cheers. Hey, yo,
I'm going to know the people that wonder, like, they might say, yeah. Money run, big sponsor every minute when they look at us in the back.
Straight up.
You know what it is?
A great fellowship, and we need we are taking the initiative to say to a corporate body, this is where you need to be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the truth is,
plus it tastes good.
Exactly. So if this is not a paid promotion, they're not giving them money, we just show appreciation for the product. So
yeah,
straight.
Having me, I was already familiar with the product, and over time, you know, we bring it into the studio and the man them start appreciate it. So we say, here what? Since we all collectively appreciate this, we say, yo, we could share it.
Yeah.
So if you never tried it, it name Modelo.
And I want them beard away if you go with it for all the bottle. You buck it up more time and I wonder, said, should I put it in my bag?
Yeah.
I know we not leave no beer in the fridge. So
usually
I mean, you wonder sometimes, do I take it out in the can, you know?
They always have it in the how you say the tin.
Yeah, the tin. The can.
Cannot.
I know I can.
In the tin. Yeah. But we go in bottles over here.
So we don't know about nobody else, but we make sure it's empty my fridge, because I don't want the people them feel bad, say them stop the fridge.
Yeah.
You drink one drink, and tomorrow that they restock the fridge.
It's not fair to them.
Yeah.
No, that's efficient.
It is right.
So, big up real.
Big up real, man.
Tell you, that fridge and that fruit plate, every
clean up.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, man.
I'm already someone like to eat. So anytime you give him opportunity, consume.
Yeah,
he will do that.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm beard white so quick.
With fruits.
That's why I'm beard white so quick.
Ah.
Oh. Well, clearly. At least my face never been short.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I don't want your friend care so much. I want to tell your friend care so much.
Let me tell you something.
Because
I am saying waste time.
Well, on Rodney.
And him couldn't face up to him the response.
Rodney, well, on
Rodney. Shoot out now. Well, shoot to the iron. Shoot out. Right.
So, Rodney might not know.
Yeah.
But me and Coffee are bridging long time.
Yeah.
But
Portmore,
we have a mutual link.
Okay.
Who happened to be a special female in him life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So one day the mutual link see me and I said, what is a full time you take care of yourself? No, no, you need a wife in your life, man. And that's what we are talking about. She said, you don't see how my man stay. Every day make sure say him call up him here and thing and him thing them set. I said, where is that? She said, yeah, you realize him really have no gray. I said, oh.
You forgot to Maca Diamond make a song about the man in the studio.
And that's.
Hold on, no. Die.
That's a friend, trick me.
And you know how we knew him money up?
Yeah.
In the beginning,
yeah.
It used to be Nugget Black Pot. Anyway, what may I say? One time gone, he used to improvise.
Yeah.
Now,
the good thing them.
Amazon.
Yeah. Me say some of that chat tell me so much. And the good thing them when you look on the man.
It don't go straight to the skin, you know.
Me say,
no.
Chat tell me the brother, no man.
Yeah.
Say if you move the ear, that's natural color skin you have seen, but ear itself slid.
Yeah, man.
Chat say, what is your need to fix up your life?
For my experience.
Look on this man, yeah. I said, sorry, boo.
Can't remember say he's your senior,
yes. So that me, I look back all say, this time, yeah, one, we yeah. pass him in a life. Come here, say,
what
happened?
What is?
At one point, we did the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
So for that, so we can know. The gentlemen watching, fix up your life. Ladies, make sure so you get the good thing them, bring them down,
yeah.
And give your man for sort out.
Yeah,
man.
So if you have a couple of people selling beer there, what about that you want to
sell? Yeah.
I can't help you sell it.
Yeah, black. Yeah.
And this brother, watch out.
Let me give you the ad. Let me give you the ad.
Right, this is the logo.
Let me give you the ad. Blackface First, brought to you by Coffee.
Yeah. It's
true.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We see
on the start. We got you.
Yeah. We see on the start.
But we have a warming.
I don't know where that. Okay, you are.
We have a warming.
That one to me kind of personal. So my share experience with them over the weekend. Mm. Me with them up on the road and go pick up some food. But they call in the order. So reach at the spot. We just go to boom and pick up and cut. When me walk in, a little brother say, "Yo, elder, you know."
Yeah.
Buy me a food now, please. Yeah. And normally these are you there. If you beg my food, I'll give you.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you money, I'll give you money because I feel like I can buy drugs.
Yeah. Man.
Personally, that's just my idea. If I beg my food, I'll give you. So I'm going to the space, then I say, watch out, you have to wait 15 minutes here. So I couldn't get no food for you, I'm getting my beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Drop back home, I say, watch out, G. Go and eat that car.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the thing here. You must say, here, what you do then? Take a picture of my art and post it on your social media.
Yeah.
I say art. Killer. Like, so the man goes and draw for a little thing off and I'm embedding there for one cardboard.
Yeah.
He draw for a little thing off and embed and then put it down so and then take off him crown and put it in front of the thing.
Yeah.
I say, yeah man, I hit that man. And I say, oh man. I take a picture of it.
Hmm.
You see, I actually take a little video of the whole setup and everything. Yeah. Go in that car like me with them and say, yo, all man reach at that stage that we're by. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You have some talent.
But everything now fire, right? Kind of like Rodney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Definitely like me.
You wonder how I'm reaching the last stage.
Keep up Rodney.
They've got the money syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You know what they're going to reach in your blood. So, the question is,
you want
to start
how a man reach yourself?
I want to start up with the topic of mental health. Well, in general, it's the topic of mental health, but
yeah, man.
That situation or that experience kind of led me to ask the question like, how do Caribbean Jamaica full of homeless people and mad people
and
some clean clothes mad people on their own?
Yeah, but I want
working at people office, may experience some of them.
Yeah, but I want to make sure we understand something before we head down this road.
Yeah, man.
You are two doorsteps from fame and fortune, and three doorsteps from homeless.
Mm. Yeah.
Make no apology.
Yeah.
There are people on the streets of this country who for calamity and misfortune, have no fear. No. Life was good. We can talk about the FinSAC era, whatever. Mm-hmm. Something changed. Health can come along, read everything. House burned down, now I got to stay. You ever talk about it? I stay at Coffee Yard. Mm-hmm. Coffee and my friend, you know. But yeah, all of a sudden,
yeah,
in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, 2 weeks and 2 months.
No, because Coffee wife, I said, remember, I said, my mother come from foreigner. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell him to ease up. So I go stay
and
here.
You can't walk up and down certain way in the house again.
Till I go stay. Yeah. And it may run out of options.
You overstay, you come everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Tried going before I fall, but truth be told, my next best relative or friend is probably up in a chiller on the bush or Manchester. Little by little by little. I'd live my life normally at daytime. Mm. People start notice me, yeah, their change. But the shame, late at night, I find a little spot before daylight, and it goes on until we can't go no further. What you might see and think is mental health when you see me reach a certain stage is an adaptation of surroundings and circumstances. Yeah. That's why when you talk to me, you stop and say, well, you know, if you're homeless, man, him,
yeah, my 40%.
Him bright,
yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? You used to be a teacher. I used to be this, him used to be that. Mental health, it really only needs to find fertile ground.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, man.
Well, and you have to have mental stability. But for me, I look on every end of this, every angle of the spectrum. So the mental instability, the people who are, as you said, clean clothes, mad people, where they present themselves well.
Yes.
And they are not in a destitute situation. They're not poor. They're in a space where
but these people have major
exactly
mental issues that affect in every element of them operate.
Yeah. And depression is real, yeah?
Yes, man.
Brother,
I watch depression.
Okay.
To take it very real, I watch depression. Take my father alive. This is a man where him smoke like a Rodney, but it wasn't no lungs issue. It wasn't a heart issue. Depression just bring him down. You know, he don't say it's sick, I don't know why you're sick.
Mm.
And you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't, you know, and it bring you down.
The mind.
To one day, that's just it. Just
the, mind
the mind
is the most.
And it's not like him never have food or some of his sleep.
But that same mind that is the most powerful tool, we must remember what powerful tools do, you know. They build or they destroy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to you that there's a difference between feeling depressed and going through depression.
Yeah.
All of us have moments that we feel depressed. But going through depression, if you don't understand, you can go through depression for a short time. Loss of a loved one, or, you know, loss of status in life, money, whatever. Mm. Or you can go through it for a long time. The people who you sometimes have to wonder about are Robin Williams. That kind of person who,
next level,
every single minute of life is dedicated to the happiness of another individual.
But I want you to recognize, not to segue too far, you realize that most stand-up comedians have a major depression, isn't it?
Because, bro, when you are saying this to two kids the other day, and one of our brother them, I say, everybody compliment you on being the rock, the shoulder, the listening ear. Every part of your physiology is committed to others.
Yeah.
I say, when you sit at home, you want, your wife, around us, or your children, when you sit down, who is that person for you?
Yeah.
So, and him go very, very quiet, you know. And he might reflect and say, him say, yo.
Most of them have it.
No, this is our effervescent, seven up kind of dude. You know? And for the first time I see him, I'm say, but that's true, you know. I said, no, tell me.
He said,
there's nobody.
There's nobody.
But
don't expect anybody. Yeah.
No, it's not so much to expect it.
Nobody's coming to save you. And I want to see you saying this.
That's desperate.
Every time I have this conversation.
That's so uncool, though.
And I generally don't have the
cool,
conversation.
But it's real.
It's true, and I can tell you why. Every time I have the conversation with people, they look, they're not coming different afterwards, guaranteed. You know me years. You ever seen me sad yet?
No.
You ever seen me sad yet?
No. Upset, but not sad.
When you ever seen me sad yet? Let me explain something. You see, them people eh, are the people I'm here for worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'm worried about nobody else, you know. But you see, the people who always happy, more than them have
yeah,
something about
them.
Yeah, man. More than them have something about them. You know. They have some demons sometimes, and nobody can tell them. You know.
But coffee, as recent as 2 weeks ago, I have a major issue at work dealing with. Mm-hmm. It not directly affect me, it affect my agents then. And I know it was so heavy on them that for close to 2 weeks, I have heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Everything me eat, can't digest.
Mm-hmm.
They said the deal, that the thing clear, no care what I eat at afternoon, my rest comfort. So, but on the outside,
they
I would
sleep
see
with it.
It.
You yeah? Sleep with it? No.
I don't remember the last time.
Well, you know, when you know you sleep good, when you have not for a while.
Yeah.
That is when you know. We don't talk sleep long, you know.
Mm, good.
Because
good.
I have a theory that say you can get sleep but not rest. Because you can sleep and say, boy, and when you wake up, you feel like say, somebody did beat you. Man, talk about that rest when you get up. And the only time you understand it
good.
Is yeah. When you realize how long now it not happened. You see, when I have to sit down and worry, if coffee alright. And then now you forward with a situation that might not necessarily affect you or this but somebody where we know.
Yeah, yeah.
So now me a think on that person. Eh? JPS me JPS me a think about. Because funny enough.
The market?
No. The message come up. We did see it. A week and a half ago, you know. But now me just a see it, you know. Any minute now, my light have a lock off. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the only time you realize that your light overdue and ready for lock off is likely the day you didn't have the money to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now.
Or the day before you're supposed to get the money.
Yeah.
You know you get the money tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, man.
But the day before.
Today it happened. Today. I trouble.
I hear the problem.
So the devil worry.
We are strong men. I think I speak
of course,
clearly.
Of course, we're not talking about push-up.
No, no. We here are strong men. We carry, I tell people that I carry as much weight as a prime minister. I carry as much weight as a doctor. I carry a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when things serious, when you sit down and the hours have passed and you cannot recall what you've been thinking about for the past 4 hours. Are you watch our TV in front of you? Are you there?
And you're not seeing nothing.
You literally have to go back to one part in it because.
Yeah. Same thing when you're a driver, you forget the whole highway. So
yeah, you pass out, you turn a long time and reach out
no,
a different part.
You see that? I think that is the fence for depression.
Mm. Yeah.
Not the gate, you know.
Yeah.
That's a fence that make us sometimes only because we have a certain kind of strength to be able to say, yo, hold on. No, maybe
yeah. Fix that.
Pull up myself. Strong. And that's how I have been able to rationalize how somebody can get to a point where days them go through it. If I can go through it for a few hours, we can understand when somebody will sit in
you
a house.
You can allow yourself to be consumed by it. If you're,
they didn't
you know,
realize that
body.
Monday became Tuesday. In a real way.
And I see. It's what Randy just said a while ago. Very, very, very. Mm-hmm. Except, it's when you step on days. Imagine that happened for years.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, man, talk. I can't talk from experience, but I talk about people I know as well. Years, like, medicated.
Yeah.
Have to be medicated because, you get what I say? And don't get me wrong, I don't believe in, I don't fully believe in a Western medicine and the pills and the.
So, preferably.
I believe in a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Lifestyle.
But I think that, I don't think that is sustainable. I don't think that's something that we can continue over time. What I believe are things that we can sustain over time is conversation with Bridging over a model. Them look at something on,
yeah,
can change. First of all, they change the vibration. You know what I mean? Because when you're around people, whether you like it or not, if you're around some low vibrational people, your vibration will lower too much.
Yes, ma'am.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find yourself in a positive situation where you're around some people with them positive vibration, and them will lift you,
mm-hmm,
they will take you out of that situation. That's a natural thing, but
isolation will kill you too.
Absolutely. And we'll go through that on the suicide episode.
You see that one corner of the bar.
Then. Oh, God.
At a bar that you know you are least likely
to book a friend.
No. And you sit down there, truth be told, you know, the bartender, I look for you all along. Not because you sit there drinking, but you've been there 4 hours now, and not even a queue around you, not done, you know. Because remember, to all your meds, they tell you for going there to have a drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you sit all along, you sit down with the glass and you say,
I smell it up.
No, and you did it and you say, the 1Q, 3 hours now, you sit down there. When you get up, ask yourself a very serious question. What have you gained from this experience? And a lot of the times, shame, I think it is more shameful to not tell somebody than to use it as an excuse to not tell somebody.
Yeah, but it comes
you
back
don't
to
have
our
to tell
culture.
Me, Dean, Coffee, God, what? You don't have to tell we. I don't feel offended that you never tell me, no. I am very, very upset that you didn't tell
one of
anybody. Not even, bro, there must be somebody, and that somebody could be, you're the doctor, you know, and all of a sudden, the nurse will look after you, and you pour out your heart to
but
the nurse.
Rodney.
There has to be somebody
Rodney,
to tell.
You talk it easier than it is. A whole heap of times we have some things more unload and we can't find nobody if you do it and I like
unload.
Have a good friend.
You're crazy.
We have good friend.
We can't,
but because the time and space and sometimes.
Ah, well, yeah.
Maybe not the shame because
the
my
time
friend is so
space.
Real that
the
we tell
him. The time and the space.
But opportunity
yeah, the time and space.
Itself sometimes.
You're, no.
Well, I said
get no, I agree with you. At that time and that moment, I can see with that, you know. But I wouldn't want to know that at 2 o'clock this afternoon, you've been going through that and the day done. And all tonight. So now the circumstances change now, you know. You know, the local, the whatever. And that you'd have still say, you know, I have this. And I still couldn't find nobody. Because by now, it's either you have a solution,
Rodney,
you try
know,
a solution.
You know, part of what you miss, the same
reason. I tell the bartender.
The same reason, that's why bartender necessary. But the same reason why men will feel a pain under them ribs and tough it out for weeks because I guess it won't move. While a woman, she feels something pinch her one time and she'd be a doctor. It's the same reason why we don't seek help early enough till it reach a point of creating major mental issues.
Absolutely.
And sometimes those mental issues are not formed just because of what is happening.
You know who you are when you reach out.
But chemical issues too, because we got too hard.
No, but today,
too hard with something else.
We've said it before in this space. And there's a reason why it come up again. And these are, you see this? This not meant for we alone, you know. If to tell the world something, you know.
This is us sharing.
There's a reason why we talked about this before, and in some layers it come back. You know the reason why a man don't take time off of work when he's sick? He can't afford for him boss for things, say, him unfit in the moment to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And him have people who depend upon him. So if him go to the doctor and the doctor give him 3 day leave, him go doctor in the evening or the night, round at the doctor place, round there.
Yeah, when him don't work.
Him get the 3 day, you know. Mm. And him look upon it and him say, "Doc, you're me, I say. Me just have test it out tonight." Yeah. Because him know one thing. For the 3 days that he's missing, maybe the week, his problem. So, him fix his mind. Him go to work. Him still not tell him woman say, him not well. Him not tell him boss.
Yo.
Him there work one day and him drop down.
No, watch this.
And when he reach a doctor, you know, them say, hospital, the doctor stand up there and say, "Yo, what we have found is a long running problem. This is not today's problem.
Mm.
This shows that he's had this problem for months." Everybody say, "But we never know Tom sick."
Uh-huh.
Ask yourself, Tom woman pregnant, and Tom tell him boss say, "Boss, you know, sir, Shago clinic 11 o'clock, so me I look at like one time.
Oh, that's sweet.
They don't make sure that our mother can't go with her. She's not a friend.
Shoot her.
So, so you understand what happened?
Because no matter what, you know, we're going to prioritize.
So are you alone?
If the job is important, we're going to put the job first. If the family is important, we'll put the family first.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So is that good?
Yeah, but part of our team
is that good?
Protecting and providing for the family.
Yeah.
So as such, we have a terrific thing behind protecting and providing.
You can't protect somebody when you don't protect yourself, man.
But here, you start the conversation and say, "Yo, you know a particular female very close and dear to me. You think me go to sick and take up myself, so I got to work." Once you punch him and tell them and say, "Yo, go away."
Already,
you punch him and tell them and say, "Yo, you know, go now, stay here, they sick."
Yeah.
You need somebody who, and that's the thing, my lad. We're going to pivot now because we're going to support, brother. I say a clip one day with a podcast, so a woman I say, "Yo, man, I say, yo, imagine me a stress about my rent and you are complaining about here." And she say, "Yo, all of your stress."
Yeah.
If Craig is there, Craig would have told you, say, "Yeah, a long time me I tell you."
Yeah, man.
Man, them tell you.
Watch it, man.
You see, if you don't have, and everybody's so bliss.
Man, I'm very
can't tell you, say, my woman, make sure say, miss me, all right.
You need better woman than she.
By force.
Yeah, I feel better woman.
My lad. You see, what the little you them have to pick from, that's the same thing I come up with my son with you. And I show him, say, "Boy, Jay, watch out. You see, the whole world set up right now. You have to probably meet some girl where probably never born a girl, you know. So you have to prepare yourself for that mentally too, you know. The world as we know it has changed and gone a long time ago.
Faded.
And for we to support our offspring, people that we care about, the people that we look up to, we have to view the world differently. Because unfortunately, you see, all she think, the same one they were talking about,
what if them come down that way, then?
Unfortunately.
So the fact
I know them, you know.
I know them, you know.
I want to tell you something.
I read the literature now, them I read and say, I'm
sorry. But that is it. You see what? Part of it is our fault.
When we allow it.
Because we participate in it and encourage it without directly identifying that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Or directly identifying it because... Some are
directly identified because
we want attachment to the popular wagon.
You know, a lot of it is
subscribe to it.
You remember when... I remember when people used to look forward and hype up Rihanna. You remember when Rihanna was the first girl to get up and said, "Didn't I tell you that I was a savage?"
Yeah.
It take time to translate. And we say, "Oh, we don't like clean girl, we don't like good girl, we like dirty bitch." And we take time, translate, and it evolve and it reach. Me a Gen Z, Jezebel. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with them people, you know. Me not knock them. We just tell you the subliminal messaging way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And slowly,
But sure.
The people them start feel like, oh, so you focus on everything just transactional right now. Every girl look at me and say, yo, what you can do for me? I don't get me wrong, a long time the words stay so.
Yeah.
It's just like,
we were at the same time, there were always some minimum standards in the sense that most females they do say, more live my life that way, I'm not expecting a man to view me be an ex. So in the back of their mind, they might think, all right, I'm going to stop living that way when I'm ready for shepherd dog.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I'm going to go on live my life. But now, yeah, females will live any way they want to live, and I say, wait, how come?
You born, come see a support system. We're not talking about what might have been in your house or what, but society and a support system. Mothers, so them do X, fathers do Y. It's a system.
Team.
And outside the house and in the community, system. So even the community could have looked and say, see him. You see him bad?
The
woman a better, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're the standout. We sat, you see me say it the other day, we sat and watched morality and foundation erode, and all we did was say, look there. So now those who have the support are sitting down and looking like the anomaly. Because the rest of society, so you see, mental health, when we talk about, oh, we don't pay enough attention to mental health, bro, we have normalized madness. And I said, I don't care. We have normalized dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You see now? And now, if you were to get a bang up on what do you call it? Instagram or any of them. And you simply say, you know, I really wish for you people, you know, a really wonderful day. Watch out. How are you?
Boy.
So, really, but you see, if you get up and you say, hear me, the man. And you start rant and rave and carry on. It's like people, that now.
You get the views. No,
that's a standard to live by. We are mad smuddy. We're not levels.
But Rodney, it's the same conversation I'm having this morning.
Clean clothes.
With a medical doctor. So, you know, we'll put out some stuff, some content to, you know, make people know about the physical a little bit better. And personally, I'm doing some content in regards to what I do, which is financial planning and stuff. But the more you think about it, you're really doing these things just for help society.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be doing it for the TikTok money. Because if you don't come on and cuss out people and tell people this and this big fat one will sprawl out and do that and talk about her man gear bunna. If these are not the contents that you're putting out.
If you're not willing to
then lie,
if you're not even willing to lie on yourself.
Yes, man.
Just to make sure that people say, Ray, I never knew the day would come when people found below the gutter to be exciting.
Yo.
See, that is the content.
Yeah, but that is that, and I think that you're that. And we can't.
It's not,
it's not TikTok.
No, I have to take, bro, have to take accountability.
TikTok is another avenue off the same highway we've been driving up.
But
there always was these roads. TikTok is just another one.
We are also guilty of encouraging some of this fucker behavior.
And glorifying.
Brother, are we take Rodney and put him on the set, you know?
Yes.
And
yes,
make it there.
Well,
no, I'm saying it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not true.
So, we have to have
that's
we know same not to stay and love yourself. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. But this is your this is to show you that even though he's not stable.
I'm walked.
Jesus. Even though he's not stable.
Caption this.
He can stabilize.
Modelo and time.
Timeless model.
Yeah, we go up and...
You never believe me, no, but...
A year far from bringing it out.
You're telling me, Lord Jesus.
You have any idea how much grain of sand in this?
You have any idea?
Anyway. Idea. Yeah. See, we just waste 5 seconds of your life, sorry.
No, no matter that, you know, because I did that specifically to set you up. Life is funny. I have a friend who shall remain nameless, Dean.
Dean.
Right? who would have sat down and looked at it and asked the question, you have any idea what's going on, son? And it would have been a philosophical thing that have a different meaning.
But if you know him, he knows him, would have sit down and count it and tell you how much grains have sand.
Probably. But here's the thing. If tomorrow you were walking down the road and just saw somebody sit down and look on something like this, you know your pause and say, you see him,
eh? Yeah, man, another one by the
door. Yeah.
And the truth is, a lot of the times we overestimate what is normal.
Let it be a little bit see my concern.
Easy.
Yeah. No, we, you know, things bad. When you walk on the beach and you pick up some little things and rain, good. You ever sit on the beach and start ask yourself.
Count the sand grain
now. No, like how much stone. The liquor soda, all right.
No, why not drink that here?
We don't have a cigarette.
I mean, I said to you, if that happens to you, I'm not a certified psychologist, but I'm willing to tell you, if you sit down in a scenario like that and actually start to count them, call somebody. No, I'm saying.
You see,
find a friend.
You see the degrees of madness so we can explore.
No, it's not so much madness. It's altered states of
consciousness. I'm going to use the term spectrum, which is being thrown around in one area now. But it's true. We're all somewhere on the spectrum.
Bro, you on the spectrum. The last time you read spectrum, it did a keep on you. When we were children, the report card said, Derek,
slow.
No, Derek does his work, but he's disruptive.
But he write colors where
me
put numbers.
Me chat too much and cause too much problem. Mm-hmm. You're very quiet in class.
Ooh,
hold on.
Up the turf.
Think about it now. That's what the report said, and it's been saying that from my mother time. Somebody came along and decided that his behavior is no longer just called
him disruptive.
No, him is ADHD, blah, blah, blah. Put him on this. You are so and so. And then they created a thing called the spectrum. And somewhere, if you're too quiet, you're deep on the spectrum. You make too much problem, you're deep on it. So all of it deep on the spectrum. So that one set of people can sit down now and write this prescription, give medication, and earn a lot. Bullshit, we're all different people.
You know what's funny?
That's
we
all.
We talk about the spectrum.
What?
We talk about the spectrum and Rodney just went into great detail to explain the same thing we was a long time, but we're not on the spectrum.
We're not on the spectrum. There is no spectrum.
You already borderline retarded. You
all
cross the
borderline.
You super retarded.
What's with mine?
Hold on, what you
saying? Physical disability.
In cross the border?
No, I'm not saying no.
You're just embarrassed
about it. Not the retarded body.
Why?
Yo, you see it's a virgin.
No, brother, I'm just a set.
Why? No.
Yo, no, man, burn up.
Not even Mexico. No.
Okay.
It's not even Mexican body in that grass.
No, man.
All right.
Go on, hold it.
I'm not going to allow myself to be converted to the new ways of thinking. And change what I've known from birth and what I've known about and what I will know about. Bro, we are all different people. There was no spectrum. What you're trying to
do. Keep on you with.
No, what you're trying to do is you're just trying to formulate a way that you can encapsulate different people in different places so that you can master, medicate, modify
that
different people.
The medicate.
What I hear the most.
You're a quiet child. How would you feel if I come at your house and you've got this quiet child? You were a quiet child, he's a quiet child. Your daughter ain't quiet. All right, and I come into your house and I say, you know something.
This child need to talk.
You see that quietness?
Make him take that.
Hear what that? No. No, make him drink this three times a day. Yeah. So that's going to give him energy. Oh, by the way, Make him take this so that when him gone too high, this will carry down. Now for your daughter, she have too much energy. You want to
bring her down.
You're going to bring her right down.
Yeah.
After 3-4 years, now you're telling me, you know, them say him have this and she have that. And we're, you don't even know your own children, bro, because now my it's lad. 2 cases Rodney, of medication what this doing 3 years.
We're trying to make everybody the same. It's like robots. We're trying to make robots stamp off everybody, which don't make any sense.
Ray Charles blind and play blood clap piano and make some of the greatest music in the world.
Exactly.
In this day and age, if him just sit down and I go blind, then we did find some people put him on the spectrum. Long before
first of all, they would have used a laser and fix him. You're not even get with the mother in times, right? But where you with that?
No, I'm deep poor.
My thing is
cheap the audience.
No, my thing is
cheap.
It's the colours of I shouldn't say rainbow or spectrum. But the colours of the world.
No, me now let go my bro.
No, me I keep the rainbow.
I keep that rainbow. Nobody take the rainbow from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are the elements that make life, make our existence as human beings fun, different. So if we are continuously trying to bring everybody to one center space, it can't make any sense. And it's a reason why even 2 days ago, a brethren of mine called me, telling me, said, oh, them send me youth a little rate. I said, brethren, the youth is 3. The youth are walking, talking, go bathroom. What kind of diagnosis them can be giving you about the youth? Why am I in a special class?
Because your expectations of him at 3. Him not meet that, you match him up against somebody else.
You know what's fitting now?
So now you can't analyze him.
You know what's fitting now? Read that thing.
First of all,
in my high school, in my primary school.
First of all,
great. 10 them nothing at the back row.
Hold on, hold on. You didn't go to Bamats?
Tada.
You didn't go to Bamats?
You didn't go to Bamats for me and read anything about strap.
All right.
Spelling Nazi.
Watch this now. I've been good at everything else. Maths or anything numeric, anything.
So physics, chemistry, something.
No. Physics are good. And chemistry good as long as I don't reach. Me and econ good as long as I don't reach. The stats, there's something there. You know, good. Back then, you'd be called a child who is good at math. Do you know that we can analyze you now, and because of your inability to master numbers, we'll put you up on the spectrum?
Yeah, you're retarded.
Fully.
Yeah.
And then because you're all right with the English, but we now define that a part of your brain is.
No.
I don't care how many of my friends watch this who are psychiatrists, psychologists, pharmacists. I don't care. The truth is, for centuries, we never tried to create these pockets for children.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, let me tell you something. Not everybody gets up and learns the same. And the fact that a child is not learning the same today. I walk at an age and my children walk at an age. Maybe because in truth and in fact, children who grow with adults might learn faster.
Yeah.
Good. So because the neighbor child not doing it the same way when they have 3 other siblings, all of a sudden, you know, I think we need to carry him, go check him out. Why?
No, man, it's
Him now do this and him now do that and him now. So what are you saying?
He say you the two answer the same thing.
Which genius you ever fucking know who did born special from birth, just so.
But I've heard Einstein down the spectrum.
If we
run out of spectrum.
If we follow what man
must stop it
has described as an educational system, then majority of the successful and the brilliant people that we have come to revere and knowledge and praise, we would have given them 0. As you rightfully
said. He's a late, you know how late it start.
Him still a blue man.
36 for learning for read.
Him still a blue right in my house.
Bro, you know how many people think him probably did ban a little.
No, I grew on the cap over time.
He did really come out the blocks, so, and hear the joke. You know what eventually them call Coffee? The Nerd. The Nerd, you know?
My name's the guy, John.
You know the only reason me never get the Nerd? Because I was doing all the things the nerds do and all the things everybody else want the nerds to do. I say escape it just by nature. And in the end, I would have been then called a multi-talented child. Because I can play football and read a book. And I can do this and I can do that.
I can touch my head and rub my belly at the same time.
My brethren, who is to this day rated as probably one of the top 50 architects in the world, we didn't know him as dunce.
Come on.
You hear me? I said to you, we didn't know him as dunce. Why? The only thing that boy did in school was draw.
But you see,
freehand,
you are
draw.
You are reinforcing the
point. And somebody came along. Somebody came along and said, hold on. You know what?
Brilliant. This is talent.
Make a camera on one part. And him go on and go on and go on and go on. And next thing you know, two summer come, a man put him in one architect office.
He might reinforce the point. Because may I tell you this?
Nothing wrong with the youth. He's as brilliant as anybody else.
I appreciate that. Make somebody tell him about him. You would have on the spectrum. Nobody can tell me nothing about my feeling.
No, what I tell you, that's why I tell my brethren, says stop the foolishness.
What is?
Nobody can diagnose your pitney. Nobody can diagnose your pitney. If you are coming foolishness like that,
what a 3-year-old supposed to, what a 3-year-old supposed to tell somebody?
I never tell him straight up, say, no, youth, stop me because you have a little cheese.
No, when the 3-year-old, when the 3-year-old, I see something and I say, and the question goes, so what do you do for fun?
Color.
I watch cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Psychoanalyze
that 3-year-old. All of a sudden. Scribble. Why? This book, this journal says.
So you're supposed to say this first.
So. Okay, good. And somebody tell you, say, your child needs therapy because you've diagnosed them with a auto, this, that, but.
What do you call it?
I know your child,
but
I
don't have problem.
No, I know your child have problem.
So I you watch you. Too.
No, are you have problem?
Oh, that's right.
Anybody come to me, everything you're doing that NC.
Then the quote unquote
that NC for me,
though. Then the quote unquote
everything you're doing that NC.
In my school.
But finally, I keep in that NC.
Yeah.
But that me,
then the diagnosis might be in my school. I mean, they said the diagnosis there.
No, if you carry your 3-year-old, if you carry your 3-year-old who is doing what kids do, and because you're matching your child against the performance and the normative of other children,
but that are eating
and child, you carry your child to find out why your child is different, it is not your child who has a problem.
You are the parent.
You are the person who need to go see somebody so they can diagnose
Rodney,
what's wrong with you.
Rodney, certain point, I want my picnic healthy and happy. Me not even need no stress with how fast I'm gonna learn X. It might sound weird in this very advanced world, but at 5 years, 6 years old, straight up, if me never know my ABC yet, would have still survived.
What fam? How much are we? And I want to close this. How much are we sit down in our classroom with a virgin way? Honestly, if you want to fail a test, you'd ask him an answer.
Yeah, man.
Almost can think about that one bridge
easily. Easily.
Then when they feel at lunchtime.
Yeah, man.
It's called distracted.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I mean.
One of them bridges, they don't want to credit you in the manager now.
I don't want to tell you because me was that bridge.
I know.
However, look at me now. This is read my owner. I read my owner name on paper.
Yeah.
Write my owner name. Owner tell me, say,
I got this.
Yeah. You see, it's only a limitation if you make it.
Can you imagine the amount of medication that you escape?
If me the body
never did that. Hold on by your now by the spectrum. When them done burn your brain and set to your brain, you don't have to come back from that. You know?
Right, I know. Muda probably think like you.
Yeah.
You might be
me. But there's a point. At what
at point? At least you wouldn't die.
Because of course.
Ah, go ahead.
Bam, bam.
At what point though, to come back to where you started, at what point do you think there's a actual place where you need to be concerned. Let's say we move away from the kids. At what point do you say, all right, I'm concerned with this person's mental state and their ability to function in society?
You ever talk among them?
Yeah.
Typically when they start to behave like that.
Okay.
So if you look at somebody,
you would never just throw Dean under the bus.
if you look at somebody,
the standard by which you judge badness.
If you look at somebody, I'm going to say, yo, what time is it? And if it's purple, say,
all right, it might be onto something.
Yeah.
On the same program,
I'm going to say to the man, I say, yo, we can't see mad people and treat them like them. Nah, man. I know this is for the mad people. Yeah, I mean, we just have a better term for calling her right now. And since Trump won't back the word retired, so we can't use that.
The shit flat.
Let me just say this much. You say, oh, I know when you think there's reason for concern.
Yeah.
If people are not functioning in their reasonable norm. So, when I realize that I go on a spot.
Yeah, but me Monday.
And I treat you, and I see you. And I know where you work, and I know your attention. I'm going to see that t-shirt and shorts, and I say, what is what going on? What am I there?
From Monday to Friday, call somebody.
You never leave?
If I'm Monday to Friday,
he's supposed to be at work with him, just to say, bro. Let's just tell me what I break, y'all. All right, cool. Then the Friday, you go back. And maybe the bartender tell you, say, I don't understand what I'm late. And then now when I see, I say, so what is what going on? We just left the work, you know. Yeah, but no, them just don't know yet.
No, admit me.
No. I think it's best, not necessarily for me to start challenging, you know, and say, don't even do that, right? Me could just sit down,
bro, yeah.
And I think you're going to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
So I have concern. But if you decide, brother, me under pressure, the work I beat, me just decide to take a day off. That in and of itself can be some reason for me to say, well, I don't know. And act as if. Because your norm and one moment outside of the norm, right? Or if you notice out of the blue, I don't know you're a drinking man.
Yeah. The street vibes. So a shift is a major
seismic shift.
This is why I have to ask. And it's part of why we're having a discussion. There's an article in the paper yesterday, Gleena, about a lady who she's suing Yui Hospital, because as far as she's concerned, some family members want to take away her property where she inherit.
Right.
And I saw them go report say she have mental problems. So Ward 21 come pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it for a while, medicated and stuff, and I care what she tell them.
So they never evaluate her, understand, medicate her.
I don't know the level of evaluation. But the reality, if somebody come to me, come hold on for me, say them, okay, I'm going to go out 21, they're going to see a madman.
Yeah.
They're going to see a full-out, all-out, mad psychotic man.
Right. Especially.
You get me?
Especially. So, if when they came to you, there were some personal issues you're going through.
Oh, not mental health.
Not mental health.
Yeah.
Just some personal issues you're going through, and somebody comes in the midst of this to try to tell us, your family concern, or your friend, or and this force.
Hey, you lash out.
All these actions, make them write it on a chart and say,
you see,
prove the erratic when we went for him at residence, blah, 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 was difficult to contain, blah, blah. So you know what? No, the first thing reach up is the sedative.
I'm start sedative, yeah, man.
Miss said.
And you can become, by misdiagnosis, you can become in a short space of time exactly what we said you were.
That is it.
You know, this whole time, man, it's.
At that time, to. Anyway.
No, but more than me.
Coffee.
Remember, yeah,
I really like to shake it.
For somebody.
You used to give me them in MT. Yeah,
for somebody, go to the airport.
Oh, you're talking about our girl then?
I'm not on a plane ticket.
What's your name, man? Can't tell people ever.
Lisa.
Yo, no man, talk about Lisa, man.
No, hold on.
I'm kind of
with you. The airport incident was a case that she did not have a ticket.
Where
that
she not have a ticket?
No ticket. No ticket.
But remember, I said LL was flying on him driver's license. So maybe she should have tried something similar.
But hold on. But, you see this? Podcast? You see this? I don't know about nobody else. But I think I can speak for my friends.
Mm.
I, or none of my friend, will ever sit down and engage in trapping, using and manipulating people who we believe have certain problems, and because we are trying to make the thing work, we use them. All I know, and I care zero who to be, because no phone is my friend.
Yeah, Mundi included.
You can't get somebody. Sit down and say, you believe this person has certain challenges and you put them in a space and manipulate their circumstances
and exploit
and feel, say, your excuse is, well, them didn't want to do it, or we were just giving them an avenue. Let me tell you something. In every family, you know, if it's big enough,
that one day.
If it in every family, if it's big enough, there is something, somewhere, somehow. We must stop this fucker here. Try and help people. If you want to help you, help them, because what you are doing is down the road, hoping that you're going to see an even more degenerative element, and then you can take pride and say, yeah, remember when we did interview her? I'm not singling her out necessarily, but I'm pointing out
to the case study. It's a real and recent case study, man.
What I have seen, and I think this is probably the perfect opportunity for us to close, what I have seen is more people pointing the finger, laughing, calling her names.
Mm-hmm.
Who not call her for interview, knowing she ain't in the right state of mind. Clearly she ain't in the right state of mind. And I think it highlights exactly what we have, the problem that we have in our society.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look from a position to help. We don't look for an opportunity to be better or help the person be better or provide change for the better. We actually look for an opportunity to exploit it. And either for our own personal entertainment, in some cases, financial gain.
It's not like videoing an accident instead of helping the person out of the car.
Which is the same thing.
Which is personal gain, same.
Which
right?
is exactly what we need for change. So
stop it, man.
Perfect note for we drop the microphone right there and say, yo, you know, give thanks to Otis Hamilton. Great.
One bomb.
Thank you so much for joining us. We got Modelo, yo.
We'll run out of Modelo.
You see that? Next time we'll give you 2 or 3 6-pack for we'll go and drink.
Yeah, because the thing. I'll sit for a while now.
We enjoyed him.
Today's episode was brought to you by Modelo Negra. How you say, come to Jamaica, drink Modelo. And I live on the 5th floor, yeah? Papi, I don't know about the 3rd floor.
And if you want, if you want the opportunity to book this studio, check out Ideas Evo. You don't know, always drop them, flash them QR code on the screen. Once you go and snap the QR code,
boom,
take you right to the page. You can see all of them offer. You can also get an opportunity to book the studio.
Yeah. This very studio. This Caucasian studio in painting.
Caucasian studio.
Yeah.
In painting.
Until next week, people. This has been Unscripted.